All of our, all of his mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, the whole mishpacha should all be le'ilei, ilei nishmasai. We are reading the parshiyas of Matan Torah.
Just to say the names. Arya Alter Mordechai.
Arya Alter Mordechai.
Ben Yeshaya.
Ben Yeshaya.
And his father, Shver, Yaakov ben Shmaya.
Yaakov ben Shmaya. We're reading the parshiyas of Matan Torah. And the emphasis, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that there's actually a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah to be zeicher maimed har Sinai, that a person should remember the Matan Torah and in a sense re-experience it every day, b'chal yoyim b'yayim, yu b'inecha p'chadoshim. So memele, it would appear, based on that idea, that if we look at the steps that Klal Yisrael had to undergo in order to be makabel the Torah, this would be relevant to us in terms of how we need to be makabel the Torah. So there's a very well-known Arachayim HaKadosh on the Pasuk. We read it in last week's Parsha. The Pasuk says, B'chedesh HaShlishi, the third month in Sivan, Latseis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, B'yayim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. So Pasuk Aleph says they came to Midbar Sinai. It says it. So Pasuk Beis seems to repeat what we already know. Vayisu Mirfidim, they left Refidim. Well, we know that from Parshas Beshalach. Refidim was the oasis where Amalek attacked us. Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai. It says in Pasuk Aleph, they came to Midbar Sinai. What are you being wasted? And then it says, Vayachanu Midbar. If they came there, that's where they stopped. Why Vayachanu Midbar? And then it repeats again, although it goes to a Lashon Yachid, Vayichan Shom Yisrael. So the Arachayim says, the whole Pasuk, all of Pasuk Beis, is totally superfluous. It tells me nothing I don't already know. What is the Chiddush of Pasuk Beis? So the Arachayim HaKadosh tells us that Pasuk Beis is not describing the physical journey of Klal Yisrael. Physical journey, I know from Beshalach, they left Refidim, and I know from Pasuk Aleph, they came to Midbar Sinai. But Pasuk Beis is discussing the four steps that Klal Yisrael had to take in Ruchnius in order to be worthy to be Makabel the Torah. And step number one, a four-step plan, very good, four steps, four Pasuk steps, much easier said than done, but four steps we take, and we're Zeicha to be Makabel the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Step number one is Vayisu Mirfidim. Refidim is a place. Refidim is the place where Amalek attacked us, the very first nation that attacked us. But Chazal say Refidim is also an idea. There's a reason why Amalek attacked us. Rafu Yedeyim min HaTorah. What does it mean? Rafu Yedeyim, it's an idiomatic expression. In English, there's no such expression. Their hands were weak. Their hands were loose from the Torah. What is the expression, the hands are loose? Well, if you carry someone that you care about, you're carrying your baby across the highway here, you're going to hold some very, very tight, so Chas v'Shalom, you don't drop it. You're carrying something that's of no shavius to you, it'll be loose if it falls out of your hand, no nafkamina. So Rifya Yadayim is a certain attitude, Chazal say, towards Torah. Even if a person learns, even if a person davens, a person does mitzvahs, but they do so with lack of enthusiasm, lack of geschmack, lack of passion, complacency, smugness, indifference, burdensome chas v'shalom. All of that is a rifyin yadayim. And the insight that Chazal are teaching us is that the kayach of Amalek over Klal Yisrael, the Amalek mibachutz, has an achiza, has a power to grab into us only if there's something within us that's an Amalek mibifnim. And the Amalek mibifnim is Rifya Yadayim in HaTorah. Now, you might say, well, that's not how I would describe Amalek. I describe Amalek, you know, as the axe murderer, the suicide bomber, the radical evil. I don't describe Amalek as Rifya. Rifya is a very passive thing. But the emphasis, Chazal say, that the real uptight of Amalek is kind of the skepticism that nothing matters in life. The gematria of Amalek is suffix, doubt. So Amalek is not the person committed to a cause that's makoko. That's a different type of riches. Amalek is the person who says, There are no values. Lo yirei Elokim. There is no God. Like Esav says. Esav is the grandfather of Amalek. Hinei yareihi helech lamos v'lamos ali b'chayra. After I die, there's nothing. Who needs b'chayra? Who needs ruchnias? It turns into a shita, meaning the lack of shita turns into a shita in which they fight. But at its shayrish is a coldness and a rifyan yadayim. And if b'zeir anpin, in microcosm, we know Jew has that level of amalek, but in microcosm, we have some aspect of rifyan yadayim. That is the shayrish which allows amalek to penetrate. Rav Tzadok says the same thoughts, but he locates it not in the words rifidim, but in the pasuk in kiseit yasher karcha baderech. Karcha. What is the translation of karcha? Encountered you. So some say it's lashon mikra. Everything is coincidence. Everything is happenstance. There's no hashgacha. Again, that's the ashita of Amalek. Rashi brings the medrash that karcha is connected to coldness. That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were like a boiling hot bath. The whole world was afraid of them. Amalek jumped into the bath. They got burnt. They made it a little cooler for other people, so the next nation could say, no, it's shayach to fight against the Jewish people. Amalek tried it. They weren't matzliach. Maybe we'll be matzliach. Rav Tzadok goes with the same etymology, that karcha is a lashon kriras, coldness. But he takes it a different way. He takes it the same way Chazal do refidim, he does karcha. That the shayrish of Amalek is kriras halev, a coldness of the heart. That even if a person does mitzvahs, a person learns Torah, a person does it without warmth, a person is like an oven. This is what the Gemara in Sukkah says. There are shiva shemais to the Yetzer Hara. Seven names for the Yetzer Hara, and one of them is oven. And the Gemara doesn't mean that the same Yetzer Hara has seven names. It means there are seven different ways the Yetzer Hara destroys us. And the worst one is oven. Oven, a person is like a stone. Not markish, goes through the motions, coldness. Rav Tzadok says, that is Amalek. The Amalek mibifnim is a coldness. So the Or HaChaim says, going back to the Or HaChaim, the first step in our journey towards Matan Torah is Vayisu mirfidim. We leave Rafidim. Embrace the Torah with Geshmak, with Simcha, with Islavos, with Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Not to simply be mitzvah sanashim ulumada, not to simply go through the motions. Otherwise, the Torah is not niklat, it doesn't stay within our personalities. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, Amalek has an achiza, has some type of grasp. Okay. We come to the second stage. The second stage is vayavayu midbar. Now here, midbar is mentioned twice. Vayavayu midbar Sinai, Vayachanu b'midbar. So the Or HaChaim says, midbar does double duty. There are two aspects of midbar. The first midbar is meramis to this. You know, people who are artistic, they sometimes say they have a special love for the desert. What's so beautiful about the desert? They say, the desert is so empty. So few things in the desert. You don't have buildings. You don't have that many cars. It is the very emptiness of the desert. Just as the sand and the sky, the occasional tree or the occasional bush. The beauty of simplicity. The beauty of being menutak, being removed from so much gashmias, so much hedonism, so much ashiras. So the Or HaChaim says, the second stage in Kabbalah Satayra is to be a person who strives for a simplicity of being mistapek b'muat, being happy with a little bit. Seeing in a simple life the simcha of being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is tricky, because on one hand we find that at least the derech hamamutza, the middle road for most people, is not to despise the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. The nazir is a chayte, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, which is what Rashi brings, Ramban actually says differently, is a chayte because he's seer asmim in the yayin, he's depriving himself of wine, the Eibishter gave you a pleasure. Talmud Yerushalmi says, the person is asid litein es hadin, and all of the pleasures of the world they could have enjoyed. This is something your kids can use for you, against you on Kol HaMoed, if you don't go to this amusement park or that amusement park. and Fakert, Chazal say, Dira Naya and Isha Naya, all of these in Yonim, Marchivin Daite Shaladam, give a person an expanded consciousness. But it's also in this, that the more involved a person is in the Gashmias of Ayla Mazen, the less the lave is able to be panui, to be makabal divrei Torah. Taisus brings from, and Ksubas from Tanit Ve'eliyahu, that before a person should be mispalo, that divrei Torah should go, they should be mispalo, that madanim, fancy food, should not go in, because that's going to be a stira, a contradiction to Torah. So Memela, the first midbar, is merames to a person, to live with pshitas, live with simplicity. Live without being looking for more and more and more, the incessant rat race that keeps on going, more and more. Baruch Hashem, I think that one of the segulas that we learn in Eretz Yisrael is indeed to be mistapik b'mua. Sometimes we're mokrech, we don't have a choice, but the chalapachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enables us to see that one can live a life which is tries to be relatively simple without kind of looking for more and more and more things. This is the first midbar. The second midbar, the Arachayim says, is another nekuda. The midbar can be a symbol of humility, of anava, of humbleness. Why? Like we say in Shemona Esrei, Elokai Netzor, "Nafshi ke'afor l'kayol tiyah." I pray to Hashem that even if people insult me and they humiliate me, I should be like the dirt that does not. Also, the midbar is on another because in the midbar you feel very vulnerable. You don't have a lot of things that protect you. And you realize your weakness and your vulnerability. And that gives a person another. Now, Chazal used the idea of another, and they see it in water. Why is Torah compared to water? Here we're using midbar. It's the opposite idea, but it's the same message. So, v'yisu mirfidim, embrace the Torah with passion and gishmak. Midbar Sinai, simplicity of lifestyle, to be mistapik b'mort. Vayachanu midbar, the mida of anava, the nafshi ka'afor la'kayotia. And the final is, of course, what Rashi already tells us in the name of the Medrash. Vayichan is a lashon yachid, not a lashon rabim. That's unity, achdus, avas Yisrael, ish echad. There can only be a Kabbalah Satera when Am Yisrael is together. So we have a very, very nice four-step plan. People want, you know, bullets, right? Bullet plan. To be Makabal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Passion, simplicity, humility, unity. Everyone knows in the Dayenu, all these ayenos, if Hashem would have done one thing and not the other thing, we would still be makir taif. And as you go through them, you're going to have kashas at various points. So, gee, this doesn't seem like it would be that good. But one of the ayenos is ilu kervanu lifnei har Sinai, v'loi nasam lanu es ha-taira ayenu. So people ask, if you would have taken us to har Sinai, you wouldn't have given us the taira. Ayenu. What's the deal? What's the big deal? Going to Har Sinai without a Torah? What's the tachlis? Many, many answers. One of the beautiful answers is very pashut. If at Har Sinai we achieve the madrega of ish echad uvalev echad, even if it was momentary, even if it was ephemeral, and even if it wouldn't have resulted in a Kabbalah satira, for that alone, ish echad uvalev. Something to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he brought us to the Yish Echad Uvalevach. In this sense, I want to share with you a beautiful Ha'ara of the Meshech Chacham. You know, the immortal Pasuk that Chazal or Meshabeach Am Yisrael, in so many Mamari Chazal, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, everything Hashem says, Naseh V'Nishma, we will do without even knowing what it is, and then we'll know. In other words, blind, we're giving Hashem a blind check. Unlike the Yom HaSa'ilam that asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Kasiv Bey, what is in the Torah? Nasev Nishma says, the other way around, we agreed to do, and now you tell us. But amazingly enough, that only appears in Parshas Mishpatim. In last week's Parsha, the actual Parsha of Kabbalah Satayr, It says, "V'yanu kol ha'am yachtov." People answered together. Kayel asher diber Hashem nase. There's no nase v'nishma. Nase, we will do. Now, there is, of course, a very yisaitistic machlekes, Rashi and the Ramban, about all the events in Parshas Mishpatim, the building of a mizbeach, the sprinkling of the blood, the reading of the Sefer HaBris. Rashi says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that this is an example of ein muktam amocher b'tayra, the Torah does not follow chronological order, and all of those maisim we move before. And v'shteitzach, that's how Chazal understood it, not only because of the Gemara and Shabbos, but the very fact that we're mishabeach the Yidden for saying nasa v'nishma, behechrech it was understood that nasa v'nishma was before Kabbalah Satera. But the Ramban learns not the way. The Ramban, who generally does not like to use the klal of ein muktim amuchir b'torah, the Ramban tries to make everything in order. The Ramban says, no, it was after the Aseres HaDibros that Moshe Rabbeinu builds a mizbeach and sprinkles the blood, and they said nasa v'nishma. So there'd be an interesting machlekes there. At least the Ramban al Pipshat actually says nasa v'nishma was after Matan Torah. Rashi and the Gemara and Shabbos say it was before. But however you learn, the question still remains: why do we have two psukim, and why are they different? Why in Yisrael is it only nasa, and why in Mishpatim it's nasa v'nishma? So Reb Meir Simcha says, the Vav Levavot, he says, the emes of the kiss. The emes is, we know that the Torah is Tayag Mitzvahs, and the number 613 is extremely important. The 248 positive commandments, the mitzvahs asay, are keneged my bones, the Evar of Shalom, and the 365 is keneged the negative commandments, the losases, are keneged the gidin, the sinews, and the ligaments. And in some way, each mitzvah saseh gives spiritual life to a bone, and each negative avera that I'm over takes away a chiyus from a ligament. And this doesn't mean necessarily, actually there are some sforim that actually try to correlate which mitzvahs are for which bones and everything else, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have bone pain if you don't do a mitzvah saseh. This is in ruchnius. We believe that kedusha comes into you from every part of your body connected to that mitzvah. And therefore, if you don't do a mitzvah, there's a pagam. There's not going to be an access point for the kedusha, for the shefa that's going to come in. A person is spiritually pagam. This is why the mitzvahs correlate to the human body in such an exact way. Again, we don't understand which mitzvah and how, but that's how it is. Each eder and each gid is a tsinor. It's a pipeline for a spiritual shefa. But if that's true, we have an obvious kasha. There has never been a human being in the history of the world, including Moshe Rabbeinu, that was able to keep 613 mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs for shteitzich, some mitzvahs for only bizman abayas, and bichlal we have no ability to do that today. But even bizman abayas mamish. Some mitzvahs are men and not women. Some are women and not men. Some are kehanim and not the rest. Some are occasional mitzvahs that a person hopefully will never have an occasion to do. The mitzvah of giving a get, which is one of the mitzvahs. Well, there's a mitzvah, right? I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of get or yibum. There's a chisaron in me. The mitzvah of tayras hamitzayim. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was never a mitzvah. But what does that mean? These are mitzvahs that are correlated to the evarim and to the gidin. Nobody can do it. How do I get the ticket? How do I get the light? How do I get the shefa? The answer is, the Sfarim tell us, there are two ways you get the shefa. One is through Talmud Torah. Because k'shem that Chazal say, kol ha'isei b'parshas Eila, you learn the parsha of the Eila, it's ki'ilu, it's as if you brought the Eila. That's true for every mitzvah. That, and this is part of why Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs, because Talmud Torah is the mechanism by which I can keep 613 mitzvahs. I learn about kachim, I learn about tyrus, I learn about yibam, I learn about gittin. I get the spiritual tikkunim of these mitzvahs, even though I cannot do it b'maisa. And that's why, you know, when the Chafetz Chaim wrote, you know, in addition to the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha l'maisa, Shemiras HaLashon, Chafetz Chaim wrote Svarim on kachim, and the Chafetz Chaim was, in fact, the big kayach in the nimud of kachim in the Torah world.
And people ask him, you know, what are you doing with kachim? It's not nogei lemaisa, it's not halacha lemaisa. Shouldn't people spend halacha lemaisa? As if the Chafetz Chaim was, you know, didn't really care about halacha lemaisa. Obviously he did. And the Chafetz Chaim gave two terutzim. One terutz is, first of all, if you believe in Mashiach, then you have to look at kachim as nogei lemaisa. The Beis Hamikdash hopefully will come tomorrow. What are you going to do? You got another halacha. It's only a person that doesn't truly believe in Vias Mashiach that says, oh, it's only theoretical. But he gave a second terence. And he said, Bidafka, because we don't have the possibility of doing something L'maisa, we have to learn about it. Because that's the only way the light of the mitzvah penetrates our neshama. So in some ways, although it is true, that L'halacha, you're supposed to give kedima, you give priority to inyanim that are negei L'halacha, but there is a special, special chashivas in being Isaac in the inyanim that we're not allowed, that we're not able to do today, because that is the tikkun of the 613 in the Ramach Evarim in the Shasar Gidin, the horror of the mitzvah. That is mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is achdus and avas Yisrael. How is that so? Because it's true. I, as a yachid, can't do a mitzvah, but l'mashal. If I put tefillin on my left arm, I don't say, my arm did a mitzvah today. Since my arm is really part of me, I did the mitzvah with my arm. So too, when a person is mechaber, he unites himself to Am Yisrael. He becomes like an aver or a cell as part of an organism. And that organism is an eternal entity of a past, present, future. Just like the cells of your body change individually. You know, every cell in your body was not there 10 years ago, or 30 years ago, whatever, I don't know how many years it takes. So are you a totally different person? No, you're part of that same organism, even if the individual cells change. So Am Yisrael is that way as well. And Mimela, when I unite myself to the cloud, the mitzvahs of the past become my mitzvahs because I'm a chelik of that organism. The mitzvahs of the men are the mitzvahs of the women. The mitzvahs of the women are the men, the kehadim. The mikdash, lo zman ha-mikdash. But when there's no chibur, when there's isolation, when there's separation, I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an amputated limb. Dude, what can the limb do? The limb can do some things and can't do other things. Mela, you're not going to have the tikkun of the Tayyad mitzvahs. So these are the two mahalchim, Abbas Yisrael and Talmud Tayyad. Dr. Meshech Achma, this is Merumas in the two psukim. In Yisrael, you'll notice it says the word Yachtov. Ve'yanu kala om Yachtov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us through the Torah that there are going to be different tekufos in Am Yisrael. There will be tekufos of achdus and unity, and there will be tekufos of machlokes and sinas chinam. Parshas Yisrael is talking about the tekufos of Avas Yisrael and Achdus. That's why it says Yachtov. Vayanu kalam Yachtov. When there's a Yachtov, we can say, Kael asher diber Hashem nase. We can do the mitzvahs b'asiyah. I can't do it, you can't do it, he can't do it, she can't do it. But as an Achdus, we can say nase. Because the mitzvahs of any chelek become the mitzvahs of me, because I'm part of that organism, right? I'm part of that person whose arm is putting on tefillin. But in Parshas Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merames. What if you don't have a yachter? The word yachter doesn't appear there. There is no unity. Sinas chinam. Polarization. Machlekes. At that point, I cannot say I can do the mitzvah of a payo because I'm not connected to the seed. So we come to plan B. Kol asher diber Hashem nase. How can I say nase? Through the nishma Talmud Torah, the mahalach of Talmud Torah. That's why we have a chiluk. When there's yachtov, we could be makayim by doing. When it's not a yachtov, we can only be makayim by learning. The second. So the pashtus is that the Torah is giving us two different mahalchim of how we can approach the shleimus, the perfection of taryag. One through the Mahalach of Avos Yisrael, which is the Yachdav of Parshas Yisra, and the other is through Talmud Torah, which is the Nishma of Mishpatim. But the emes is, these are two roads that ultimately converge and become one. Because Chazal teaches us, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom B'Aimam, that the Mahalach of a true Talmud Chacham is through his learning and through his Avodah, he brings Shalom. So if it starts off without a Yachdav, eventually the Talmud Chacham will bring a Shalom into the world as well. So it'll become a Yachdav as well. It'll turn into a key into Asiyah. I think they say B'Shem D'Chassam Sefer, that why are Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom B'Yalim? Well, but Derech Leitzanis, the Belt says as a joke, because even people who fight with each other, if they can have a Talmud Chacham, they can attack, you know, they'll make Shalom. Right? Okay, that's it. But the Chassam Sefer says, that there's a certain amount of kayach ha-machlekes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the world. And this machlekes could take very bad forms. It could take the form of sinna. It could take the form of violence. It could take the form of ritzicha. That's up to Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a certain quantity of the kayach ha-machlekes, and people can then divert it to bad things. But when that machlekes is taken in the positive direction of milchamta shalteira, then in a sense that kayach ha-machlekes, which has a gavul, is used outside ha-taif, then by definition, there's less leftover machlekes for the bad things. And that's why the Talmud Chacham makes shalom, because he diverts, he sucks away the kayach ha-machlekes in good and positive channels, leaving less for sinas chinam and less for violence and less for all the other things. This is the Talmud Chacham, is marbim shalom b'yayim. So the emes is that although these start off as two drachim, they ultimately converge. I just want to again just mention that Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal said towards the end of his life that he felt that the central avodah of religious Jews of B'nai Torah B'frat this generation is to make the Shem Hashem Misoyev. The Gemara in Yuma says, "And v'yahavta eis Hashem alekecha." You should love Hashem. It doesn't only mean you should love Hashem, but you make the name of Hashem beloved in the mouths of others. That others should see a Ben Torah, should see a Bas Torah, should see a Yiddish family of Shemrei Torah and Mitzvot, and they should say, "Kama noyeh maisav." How beautiful are their should see in the Yiddishkeit and in the Torah a beauty and a goodness. Maybe they'll become from, maybe they won't, you know, who knows. But the Chalapachas, you make the name of Hashem and you make the Torah beloved. And that's really what Yosef said. That Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma, was the central Avodah of our generation. And indeed, that would be the way that in which, indeed, by the Derech of Talmud Torah and Shmiras HaTorah, which starts off without a yachdav, when there's so much polarity, so much machlekes, it eventually turns into the other derech as well. We should all be zeichel, as the Ramban says, to be mekayim, tavol zedar every day, which is one very quick, short, chassidish shavuot. And David HaMelech says, David HaShem Eiri, which we recite during the month of Elul, till Shvili Atzeres, that Acha Shalti V'Yes HaShem Eisa HaVakesh. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one thing. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. I want to live in the house of Hashem all of my life. Luvakir, lachos ben Hashem, luvakir beheichalai, and to visit his sanctuary. So the Svarim said, shtikl stira. You're living in the Beis Hashem all of your life. So then you're visiting? Are you a visitor? Or are you a resident? What are you? Sifri Chassidus say, David HaMelech is mispalo that he wants to be both a visitor and a resident. What's the pshat? Imagine you see a bar mitzvah boy, first time he puts on tefillin, so excited, so tremendous joy. After a while, we get used to it. After a while, it's no longer special to us. David HaMelech's tefillah is that I want to be connected to Hashem every day, 24/7. And I always want to have visitor, as if it's the first time. It should never become old, it should never become habitual. Kol yoy b'yayin, yu b'nechiz chadashim. Every day is new. This is really the oimek of the Ramban's idea of remembering Maimed Har Sinai every single day. Because one should relive that Maimed HaGadol every single day. Every day there should be his chadshus, there should be renewal, there should be shmakas, the Or Chaim's first cloud, the Yisur your freedom. And in that way, we will be nitzel from the poison of Amalek. Yes.
One that I married last week, one that I married Thursday night. I think I'm
going
to have
some
in
there.
You saw some book? Huh? I saw some book. I saw it's good. I have an anecdote. My daughter lives here.
I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. It's sure.
No,
it's
sure. Right. Yeah.
Sounds like we can't do 10:30.
Did you make a recording?
I did. I've never used this machine before, so I don't know how to come out. If it's come out. Yeah.